Hello and welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 44. I am your host, Corey, and we got Khalib as always. And
yes,
what do we have here?
Uh-oh, the champ is back.
You gotta cue the Eric Bischoff song.
What do we have? This is a stranger.
Cue the Eric Bischoff song.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Face facts, 'cause your opinion don't matter.
We have Edwin finally out of hibernation.
I'm back.
Joining us.
I'm back. I missed you guys. Khalib missed you.
He is Corey, back for
as much as of a nag you can be. I missed you. My guys,
he is back. He is back for episode 44, and we'll see him at episode 100.
You don't even know, Edwin, how much I missed you, man. Especially last week when I had such nice things to say about the Young Bucks.
I heard. I'm starting to like the Young Bucks, man. I'm starting to like them. They're drawing on me.
I'm liking that little heel persona that they're doing right now.
I like it.
I'm digging them.
I like the look, too. The look is a little, you know, some of the outfits is entertaining.
Obnoxious.
It's entertaining.
I mean, yeah. And you can tell they're doing it on purpose, but I'm digging them. I'm digging them. Now, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
No, I was just going to say, I don't think they can go back to, like, their old outfits, though.
Nah.
They can't go back to that.
Corny anyway. They were corny anyway.
They can never go back to that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Money in the Bank episode. And we're going to start off with, I normally don't do kickoff shows, but I guess we got to do the Usos versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio in the kickoff show, might have added. And I got a little something for that, because this should never been on the kickoff show.
No, but it should have been vice versa.
Did you see this?
I did.
This was a great, good. I thought it was a very good match.
Surprised the hell out of me. I really didn't think this was going to be anything special. I was like, I thought it was right to have it on the kickoff show because I didn't think nothing special was going to happen. But needless to say, I was a little wrong on that assertion that I had about this match. This match was pretty good, really good. It could have took another match out of this completely.
Yes, the Raw tag team titles, yes.
Yeah.
could do without that. I must say though, every time I watch him, Dominic Mysterio, like, Each match, he like evolves. He just gets better and better, smoother transitions. I'm like, man, this kid is getting good.
And he's young too. He needs to put on some size. But he's young.
If he puts on weight, he's already bigger than his dad. So if he just puts on some like muscle, some like, you know, a little mass, he'd be all right.
I mean, everybody's bigger than Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. You know, Dominique just gets to the Barry Bonds program. You know, after a year or two, he should be pretty good in terms of looks wise. I see that he knows how to wrestle, you know, pretty decent and stuff like that. He knows how to do the moves and everything like that. But, you know, still need to put on size, he still has like a baby face, a real baby face look. Like,
gotta work on the promo too.
Oh, yeah, well,
of course,
everybody has to do that. Everybody has to work on their promos in WWE sometime. But, yeah, the match itself was really good. The Usos did a good job. They brung it, you know. Shout out to Jimmy. You know, I mean, Jimmy, he can't go wrong, man. Five Coronas before the match, you know.
I don't know. Just the way the reports were saying how, like, whoever it was upset with him backstage.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect them to win the tag team titles that fast. Like, I was like, maybe not yet. They'll probably wait till maybe SummerSlam or something. But
exactly.
I was like, wow, all right.
My man,
I mean, you don't,
2.5.
You don't want to mess with The Rock. So The Rock is essentially like the key to all this, since they're going to do that WrestleMania program. So if you take off The Rock, then they probably won't have that match.
Mm. Oh yeah, well, you could, you know, there's a possibility of that. There's a possibility of that.
Me, I would have fired his ass because
you know what?
His brother's way better than him.
You know what, Corey? I'm usually not for the firing people, but I think I would have honestly gave a consideration to fire Jimmy Uso after this last one. Like,
I mean, at least I don't know.
I would have gave a consideration.
I would have maybe suspension.
Yeah.
Suspension. Like, this is like his third time.
But you could maybe did it like a suspension, no pay or something like that, 90 days. I wouldn't have fired him, but because he's too involved in that storyline too. It would have just been a little awkward. Granted, it was just him and Jay the whole time, but you know, he does play a part in that storyline, so it's just difficult just to like get rid of him.
Yeah, I know that is true, but you know, I get annoyed easily sometimes, especially with athletes or people in the entertainment business that just drink and they know they're going to get drunk, but they still go to bars,
do stupidness
without, like, you know, all you gotta do is, you got enough money, just get some Ubers. I'm not even the richest man in the world, but I know if I'm going somewhere drunk and I'm gonna get drunk, I know it'll be best if I would just call a cab. You know, so
always.
You have sense. He feels like he's above the law. So that's why I would have fired his ass. I would have sat him down and said, nice, it was nice having you here, but you're done. That would have been me. I'm harsh.
Go join AEW, right?
Go join AEW. I don't think AEW would want him.
I don't think they would want. And I, you know, listen, we'll get into Aleister Black, but it won't be an Aleister Black situation where he'll just come in and wrestle. I'm pretty sure WWE did that contract a little bit different than Malakai Black or whatever the hell his name is now, Tommy, and you know.
So let's move forward with the match that I thought honestly should have been on the kickoff show. And I'm saying it right now. Asuka versus Naomi versus Alexa Bliss versus Nikki Cross versus Liv Morgan versus Selena Vega versus Natalia versus Tamina in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, this match was pretty bad.
This match wasn't even bad. It was shitty.
Mm.
And this is my thing. Mm-hmm. And I love the women wrestlers. I think I love them. But when you have the men's ladder match, right, and we can go to that later, these men were doing like spectacular things, and you're kind of setting them up, these women, for failure. If you're putting them in this same exact match, what can they do that can elevate themselves to be better than the men or even equivalent? You know what I'm saying?
You just gotta,
especially if you don't have any star power. If you don't have any star power in there, it's not like, bro, this was the laziest
booking
I've ever seen.
The finish, was lazy.
She literally walked up the ladder while everybody else is fighting and just got it. I'm like, is this serious?
And during that match, she almost killed herself.
Yeah,
I feel like there was a moment in that match. If I can remember correctly, when she gets on top of a ladder outside the ring to fly inside the ring on girls waiting for her to catch her. But she almost died, because she almost, the ladder was kind of wobbling.
And I was, oh my god.
So I don't know. They need to bring Alexa Bliss back to normal. Once the Fiend left, once that whole situation, it's time to throw out the character, time to throw out that gimmick, make her go back to normal. It's retarded. She climbs up the ladder with Selena Vega and she just looks at her and she's automatically controlling her. And it's just retarded. It's dumb. It's really dumb. They need to throw it out.
If you notice, the fans weren't digging that at all.
No.
They were not digging it.
They like her, but they're not digging the character. They like Alexa Bliss just as Alexa Bliss, but that character has to go. Once the Fiend left, get rid of that character. Like, there's no need for it no more.
Oh, that scene. that whole thing with her and was it Tamina?
Yeah,
Tamina.
When it was on top of the ladder, that whole thing.
No, Selena Vega.
Selena Vega. Right. That whole thing was just like, it was straight out of a bad M. Night Shyamalan
it's
movie.
Horrible, bro. It's
out of
horrible.
Out of one of his bad ones. Which is like half of the movies that he makes, but that was a real bad one. And yeah.
Who stood out to you the most in that match, at least? There had to be one standout, of course. I thought it was maybe Naomi. Naomi kind of looked okay.
Naomi looked like the only one that was, Tamina was like she was wrestling too.
Yeah.
Between her and Naomi, they were like the only two that was wrestling.
That was it. Everyone else was just trash. They trash. It was bad.
Naomi's great. I like Liv Morgan, but I don't feel like they gave her enough shot, enough burn in that match. And I like Liv. I think Liv is amazing.
She's getting better. She's getting better.
I thought she was going to get that title.
I thought
she was going to get
they
it.
Kind of, they were kind of building it up that way.
WWE, I hate when they do that. I hate when they were kind of building somebody.
Building her, yeah, in that direction. Do you think with Naomi going to SmackDown that she joins the Bloodline?
No. It's the only thing that makes sense.
No.
I think so.
She should join them. She should take that belt off of Bianca, and they should all have the belts.
They should all have the belts. I think it's just gonna. I don't know.
They never intertwined that. They never intertwined the relationship.
Oh yes, they have.
They have. Yeah, they have
before.
They have.
Not that much. Not like
when they were like the cartoonish with the face paint and all that. They did, but I mean,
This could be the new Elizabeth and Macho Man.
Bro, I can tell it's not going to be good already because the Roman Reigns is going to be like, hey, listen, I want you to acknowledge me, Naomi.
You're right.
Acknowledge me, Naomi.
I'm your tribal chief.
She's going to say, you're the tribal chief, Roman. And then you're going to
you're right.
What's his name? Jimmy? He's going to say, yeah, please call him the tribal chief.
He's the head.
That can't go.
You're absolutely right.
That can't go. Yeah, that's
kind of
weird.
I'm gonna have my wife call somebody the head of the table.
You're right. Okay,
Corey, you got me on that one.
You got that one.
Oh man.
So let's move on. We got the Raw Tag Championships. We got AJ Styles and the Moss versus the Viking Raiders.
I don't like AJ and Omos. I do not like that tag team.
I think I'm done.
If anything, Omos should be paired with Apollo. I just don't like AJ and Omos. It's just a weird pairing. It's just a very weird pairing.
Apollo?
Yes.
Apollo. Apollo's on SmackDown.
I know. That's why I said he should just be paired with him. He should have been paired with him in general.
Why? Oh, because they're both African?
No. That too, yeah. He's Nigerian too. It fits with him.
I would say they both African. I mean, this is, you know, the motherland of wrestlers.
And he has more of an accent than Apollo does. You know, he can help him out a little bit. You know, teach him the culture.
I like Apollo's accent actually.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's great. No, I like it. Apollo sounds like, you know what's funny about his accent? It sounds like he was watching Coming to America.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
And he went with that Hakeem accent.
But I'm happy. I think this is it for this whole match because this to me reminds me of Raw when they did matches like every week, the same match. So I'm hoping this is bad. And me personally, I'm not into firing people. I would fire the Viking Raiders as well.
Ooh, you don't like the Viking Raiders?
I wouldn't fire them.
I like the War Raiders when they're in NXT and they were less exposed. I like them. Now, bro, I'm not gonna like somebody who's doing like, weren't they doing like karate stuff and in a trash can? Like a big dumpster.
Yeah, but that's not them, like, bro. You know, it's all booking.
It don't matter. You can refuse.
You
didn't pay it anyway.
You can refuse. They They've been out already.
They can't refuse.
Why can I not refuse to do something?
Just to say, oh, you refuse?
You're fired. You get that 90-day, and you go to AEW. They'll be great for AEW.
They would be great for AEW, but
they would AEW definitely. I'm not gonna do a. Bro, if you think that you're great, and you want to grab the brass ring like everybody wants to grab it, then you say to yourself, "All right, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna go in a trash can." And was there like a monster in a trash can? Yeah. And you're running. I'm not doing that.
Something like that. I forgot.
Fire my ass. Hell no.
but Almos and AJ retains in a very pedestrian match. They retain their Raw tag team titles. I noticed the crowd was cheering AJ Styles a lot.
Yeah.
I guess they're still into AJ.
I think he's always going to be a big fan favorite, regardless heel, face. This is just AJ Styles in general,
right? And plus, they're not even really faces. I mean, they're not even really heels that much. Those two,
yeah,
they're kind of like tweeners. I feel like they don't really heel it up like my boy Jinder. But we'll get to that later.
Oh, we definitely get to that later. I got some things about Jinder. I'll leave that alone. Let's go to this might be the match of night for me. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the Raw Women's Championship.
Yes.
This is great.
I like to start off by saying, you know what, and this is why I like Charlotte Flair, because you see, the thing about Charlotte Flair is this. When that annoying ass crowd started to become smarky, and they did at one point in this match, when they started doing a whole chanting for another person, right? You know what Charlotte did? She gave them the one.
Flicked them off.
She gave them the one. And they deserved it. Every last one of those people cheering other people in a match, which is the most disrespectful thing you can do, they all deserved what Charlotte gave them, which is the one. And then Charlotte ends up doing them another favor or putting on a great match.
Yep. Agreed.
And you see, this is why I have a problem with these millennials like Edwin. So you do text and you're like, oh, what was it? Sasha versus, who's the other one? Bayley is the greatest women's wrestling. This is a wrestling match.
Yeah.
This is a wrestling match. You see what I'm saying?
Sasha Bayley match was a wrestling match too, guy.
These are the type of matches I like this one right here. Like I felt like a lot of emotion was going through with this match, a lot of real emotion, like a lot. And these are two women that look
the part.
Look
like athletes. Yeah. And imagine that, like how can, and I know I'm getting off track, but how can Sasha and Bayley, who were rookies at that point in the developmental league, have the best women's match of all time?
Bro, it was. Can you go back and watch it again, please?
I
just go back and watch that match. There was not.
I watched this match.
One like boring point in that match. It was amazing.
Every spot was so good. That's the best match of all time. Top five.
And it had a lot of buildup, bro. It was one of the most anticipated fights at that time. Becky was nobody at that time. Becky was quiet at that time. Charlotte was already moved up. So at the time at NXT, they were the only two. And
if Charlotte's already moved up, that means she's better than the two developmental people.
Yeah, but I don't think that her match in general. Not one of her matches I can say top that match.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'll get back to this match. The only problem I had with this match was there were too many false finishes.
You think it was too many?
She gave her a natural selection off the top rope.
Right.
But that's what usually happens when you get the two top dogs. Like it'll be, you know.
It started to remind me of a you know, this match really did start to remind me of like, I can't believe I'm saying this. It started to remind me of like a typical AEW match where there was a lot of false finishes, and like AEW would now do it like 20 times in a match now. Like they've broken their own record. Like NXT used to do about 10, 15 times. AEW does it 20 to 25 times now in a match. And this was a lot. It was going on a lot. I see what you're saying, Corey, because it was happening a lot, the force finishes. But I enjoyed the match. I mean, from here on out, this pay-per-view was great, I think. I ain't going to lie.
Screw Peacock for blanking the middle finger, too.
Oh, you know. And
cutting it off like nobody's seen the middle finger.
Like nobody saw it. I was so happy. I'm happy whenever I see a wrestler do something like that. And I wish Roman would have did that, too. But, you know, that's another story. You know, for another time.
Yeah, Peacock is they're taking away content. They're like they're micromanaging, awful, man.
It's awful.
But they're getting paid $2 billion, so
guess so.
I guess we just have to work with it, but it was a headache, especially in this next segment we're about to come to. It was a headache trying to watch this.
I almost missed something.
Oh yeah.
Another match that I really loved. Bobby Lashley versus Kofi Kingston for heavyweight championship. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, what I call a masterpiece of a match. This is when you look at Bobby Lashley and you say, man, this dude is 300 pounds. Kofi Kingston looks like he's 170 pounds. No disrespect to him.
Why does Kofi Kingston look like he's losing more weight now that he's getting older?
He is.
I thought it was like a reverse. I don't know.
He's not lifting like he was when he was Jamaican. Yeah. He's definitely not.
When he was Jamaican, it was all gravy, you know, but he came African, then he started losing weight.
Apparently, he said when Big Show chopped him in his chest, he like caved his chest in and messed him up from there.
Oh, well.
So. Man, that has nothing to do with his arms. His chest and arms has nothing to do with each other. But Bobby, it was like a job match. It was like he treated like a jobber. He had like little to no offense. Finished them perfect. This is how you make I don't know who's better between him and Roman. We're talking like in-ring dominance.
I say Roman. But
I won't get. Roman has a better character.
Yeah, Roman has a
for in-ring dominance. Oh yeah. My God, Bobby's just on another. They're both great right now.
Well, this match between him and Kofi, Bobby and Kofi, it was basically what you call a long squash match.
Yeah, it was long.
Well, it was long.
It wasn't the Brock Lesnar squash.
Right. Exactly. Like it's a long squash match. It's long, but he's getting killed every moment of the match. Until, you know, I mean, they gave him one moment. They gave Kofi one moment where I think he even broke out of the Hurt Lock.
Yeah, he broke out of it.
At one point, but then 1 minute later, he got put back on to it.
I feel so bad for
that. That looked kind of off. Like it looked like he broke out of it, but he didn't.
He did.
It looked like the referee was supposed to stop it a while ago. It just looked weird.
Right.
I don't know.
I feel bad for Kofi
because he's a great like athlete and like wrestler. You know, he's got a lot of accomplishments, and I'm just like, man, he just doesn't need to be in like the. I mean, the story was good when he won the heavyweight title. Like, well-deserved, you know, everything. But I don't think...
WWE paid themselves to a corner with that one. But yes, it was a nice story.
I think he just kind of has to go back to mid-card at this point. Because I just feel bad. The way he got squashed, I felt so bad. I'm like, man, again? Like, God, please.
He's a mid-carder. What do you expect? That's what he is. They did a nice job for him when they gave him the belt. It was nice. It was a nice moment, all right? It was like just one of those nice moment things. But then we have to go back to reality, man. It's like, you know, it's like for me, like I'm going back to work. I've been going back to work these last 2 weeks, right? I had to go back to reality. They was giving me the pandemic pay, but now reality has hit and I got to go back to work.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Kofi. Reality has hit. He's got to go back to shaking his behind for the New Day and doing a tag team with him and Woods.
I do think Wood deserves some type of mid-card push.
A mid-card who Woods?
Yeah, like a U.S. title run or
U.S. title. No.
He said U.S.
He fought Bobby, man. He put on a good. It was a good match. He put on a good little performance, man. He deserves a little push. Give him a little push.
I think he even beat Bobby one.
He beat Bobby. He beat him. Like, come on.
I won't even talk about that. He beat
Bobby Lashley. Like, that's insane.
I was looking at WWE. I was like, that made no sense whatsoever. But then I like, see, WWE does book when they want to. They do a good job because that switched Bobby from all the women and the champagne.
I didn't like that Bobby, the women and the champagne. Like, he didn't need that, bro. There was no need to bring that in.
I mean, it depends.
It looks cool.
I was digging it.
Yeah, at some point, because it kind of champagne. Well, it was kind of reminding me of The Godfather and the whole train and stuff like that.
Yes, that's exactly what it's reminding me of.
It was kind of doing it for me for a minute. It was. I'm not gonna lie.
But then you got to look back at it too. Like Bobby said, it's about, you know, hurt business. Like,
right.
It's time to get back to business. Like they were you know, they had their ups and downs, and it was just like, now it's just like, all right, ain't nobody messing with him.
Right. Right.
He's gonna hold that belt for a long time.
So, I mean, we can get into it too. I don't know. Did you mention Goldberg in your topics later?
No, but we can get into it now.
So, reports has it while Raw is on, Bobby Lashley has the open challenge tonight, and apparently your boy Goldberg is coming out. So, Khalid, thoughts? How do you feel about that? Who would you want to win?
Well, okay. See, now you're trying to paint me in a corner here. You're trying to get me to... You know,
spoke
I like
so well
two,
of Bobby
you know,
now,
I like both
so,
of these yeah. guys. So now you're trying to put me in a corner here. It, you know what? Maybe four or three years ago, if a situation like this was to happen, I would have said, you know... Yeah, Goldberg should go over. But I can't say it now, even though Goldberg is my guy and I love him to death. He's like the father, always wanted. But I can't right now say Goldberg. I mean, I still would love to see the match, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
I would like
to see it.
If he wins, they're going to riot.
I don't know why they would, because... If Goldberg
you can't
was
do that to
win,
to Bobby, bro.
Well, no, you shouldn't do it to Bobby. I know, but the thing is, if Goldberg was to win, right, tonight or whatever happens, Bobby gonna get the belt right back. Goldberg ain't gonna hold it for about
either way. The way I think that's going to end is, I think Big E cashes in at SummerSlam. Because
technically we didn't get into that. That's like the next.
But that's the next. But I mean, while we're here, I just think he's gonna cash into that. But go ahead, transition. You can transition to it. I'll finish up after.
Oh my god, this guy wasn't here for a month, and this is what happened. So we got Money in the Bank. We got Ricochet versus John Morrison versus Riddle versus Drew McIntyre versus Big E versus Kevin Owens versus Shinsuke Nakamura or King Nakamura, whatever his name is, versus Seth Rollins.
The Drip God.
And the Drip God. And we had Big E win. Yes. And I will say this. I will give one man a compliment right now. Ricochet did probably one of the most impressive gymnastic moves I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Did you
that
see
whole
the air
sequence,
time?
The sequence was insane.
Now here's the thing. Like, here's the thing about what Corey just said. Because I want to put what Corey just said into perspective. Because I know exactly what he's talking about. And I told you before we got on here that I had something nice to say about Ricochet.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Now here's the thing. Here's the reason why Corey likes that particular stunt that I think I know what stunt he's talking about that Ricochet did. Uh-huh. Here's the thing about that stunt. It was a practical stunt because what happened in the stunt that Corey's talking about is your boy Ricochet was on top of the ladder and I think it was Matt Riddle was pushing the ladder and he pushed the ladder so that it would fall. It was falling towards the top rope. Ricochet ends up tight walking, literally bouncing off that rope and into a, flip outside, connecting with all the participants outside. Now, it's hard for me to describe that thing. You would have to see it to understand what really happened. But the whole thing is, the reason why I like that move, and I usually don't like shit that comes from Ricochet, is because that was actually a practical thing that he did. It made sense.
It made sense.
If he was to do that without anybody out there or nothing, it would have made no sense. But it was a practical reactionist move. Oh, I'm falling. I got to do something real quick. I do the flip.
Understandable.
That's my question. Don't get it twisted thinking that Corey just loves the flips and all kinds of craziness.
No.
It was a practical thing.
Hey,
and it's the same reason why I liked it. So I just want to point that out.
The guy's looking good. He's been working out with Corey's boy Moose. He's in shape. He looked like a wrestler. The only thing is, he can't cut a promo. He can't cut a promo, and like you know, his character still is like in between. But he's in shape. He's one of the most athletic.
He's in phenomenal shape.
And like he has so much potential.
He did a good job. He did a good job in this. Everybody did a good job in this match. Honestly, I'll be completely honest. Everybody was pretty good in this match.
Let's talk about Kevin Owens, though. This guy puts his body on the line, I feel like, every single match. Like, I understand you're trying to get noticed, but man, like, that powerbomb on that ladder, I was like, oh.
Honestly, I'll never let Seth Rollins give me any kind of powerbomb.
I know, right?
off that, yeah. Dude, I was like, oh my gosh, poor Kevin Owens, bro.
He's known for hurting people with his power bombs. And I'll say this. I was not a fan of Big E I wanted Seth, right? But I kind of get it. When I saw the promo that, I don't know if you guys saw the promo that Big E cut afterwards on Raw Talk or whatever. You guys got to find that promo. Yeah, and he talked about how, you know, I got it, but I'm not really a champion yet. And once I become a champion, you can never take that away from my resume. And it really hit me. I'm like, man, this dude, okay. I want him to cash it in and win. And then going with Edwin says, I believe you, Edwin. I think he's going to cash it on Bobby.
Yes, I do. I do think, it might be too soon, but I do think it will be SummerSlam.
You never know. You can cash it in whenever, right?
Yeah, he can cash it in. But I just feel like, I don't know, because even let's say if Goldberg wins, I don't think WWE wants Goldberg to have it, the belt, as long, maybe. So the Big E just comes in and cashes in, and then, you know.
Shoot, I don't think Goldberg wants the belt that long.
Definitely not.
Goldberg, when Goldberg first started coming back, right, who did he beat? He beat Brock Lesnar, right?
Yeah.
He got the belt from Brock Lesnar.
He beat Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt.
Beat Bray Wyatt after that.
No. You sure it was Bray Wyatt or Kevin Owens? I feel like he beat Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens first. Kevin Owens was first, yes.
No. He beat Brock. Remember? Wait. Didn't he beat Brock
When he came back.
When he came back, he beat Brock.
He beat Brock, right? For the belt,
wasn't
right?
That wasn't for the belt, though. They had a match. They had a match in Survivor Series 1 year where he beats Brock in like 3 seconds or something.
Then after that, did he beat Kevin Owens for the belt, right?
And he beat Kevin Owens at Fastlane.
So he beat Kevin Owens for the belt, and then he beat The Fiend for the belt, right? So that's two times he won the belt.
Yeah.
Within that time span.
Yeah.
And then he got his last match, he got squashed by Braun Strowman, correct?
Yeah, well, actually, his last match was against Drew McIntyre.
Oh, see, that's how forgettable. That match was shitty. So he lost Strowman.
He lost the belt. McIntyre. But he lost the belt to Braun Strowman at that WrestleMania.
Oh, that's gonna be three losses in a row. See, they're booking themselves into a corner because you want Goldberg to be that old man, unstoppable dude, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I want.
Nobody wants
what I want. So hey, what do I know, right?
He's not beating Bobby.
We don't want Goldberg winning, Khalid. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
And I like Goldberg, but no, not against Bobby.
Nah, not against Bobby. But before we move on, just real quick note. Like I said, I gave Ricochet his props for the match. I thought he did good. I just want to give also Johnny Drip Drip, Mr. John Morrison. He did so many moves where he wasn't connecting with people. And it looked hilarious because he's doing all the flips and parkour on top of the ropes onto Kevin Owens, and he completely missed him. And they tried to act like they were trying to sell it like he made contact with Kevin Owens. I'm like, this dude just hit his elbow.
Oh yes, off the ladder when he did that little goddamn, yes.
Like,
I remember that.
What the hell?
I remember that spot.
so shout out to him for not killing himself because they had him doing all types of craziness. Shout out to Matt Riddle for making
Matt Riddle. He's entertaining, bro.
Matt Riddle was making me laugh throughout the whole match.
His facial expressions, like when he gets hit with certain moves, is hilarious.
His fake ass RKOs,
were
hilarious.
Owens should not do the stunner anymore. It should be bad. It just doesn't look as good.
He nobody pops.
Nobody pops. Like when Stone Cold did the stunner, people was out there chairs screaming.
Yeah.
And like nobody sells it for him either. Like he gets a stunner and everybody's just like just drops.
Nobody's popping for that. Nobody's popping for that. But that's all I want to say about the match. I thought the match was, to me, this was probably the best match of the night, honestly. For me it was.
Okay. And then we had my guy, my favorite wrestler of all time, the head of the table, Roman Reigns, the tribal chief versus Edge for the Universal title. And before you guys start, because you mentioned pops, it just shows like old school still gets a lot of pops because we'll get to John Cena coming out at the end, but John Cena got a huge pop. Edge got a huge pop.
Huge pop.
They got the loudest reactions of the crowd.
Yeah.
So that just shows like these young dudes are not like really doing anything. So the flips and the parkour, it's not working.
The parkour.
but I love this match, man. I think it went a little bit over. I think it went like 10, 15 minutes over, but it was a solid, hard-hitting match. I wish they would never had Seth Rollins come in there and it kind of ruined it for
me. Yeah, they kind of should have just saved that for like Raw or something.
Save it for Raw, but I liked it. I'm digging it, but they need to make Roman stop like getting all these interferences because I feel like he's winning interference after interference, man.
Well, and plus, like you said, in terms of the booking, this was almost overbooked. It almost had too much going on in the match. Ref bump, his cousins come out. Ray comes out and his son comes out.
Did you see the point where the ref was knocked out and the crowd was counting and he like still kicked out?
The ref came in
and counted again and he kicked out again. I was cracking up.
Roman on one of
he's like, hell no.
I'm not even gonna get fake count.
Hell no.
Nah. It was a good match, though. It was good. You know, to me, this match showed that they didn't need Daniel Bryan for
WrestleMania.
This would have been perfect for WrestleMania. Like, even with all this crazy nonsense they put in it, it still would have been perfect, you know? So
you can't beat the stacking of two people.
That was kind of cool. You're right about that. That really was kind of cool, though. When he stacked.
They made a shirt up on it, man.
Yeah, no, I wanted that shirt, too. I can't find it no more.
That was kind of cool. I'll give you that. It was kind of cool. And like the match itself, really, really entertaining. A little bit over, 10 minutes could have shaved off, but a lot of that had to do with the shenanigans that was going on. That's why. So,
Roman. So what do you guys think about John Cena versus Roman Reigns? Because as we know, John Cena is the best promo in the game. And we saw the promo on Raw just now. I'm just hoping that Roman they give better. Roman. I hope they give him some good lines. Because if they don't give him good lines, he's going to eat him alive.
He's going to eat him, and he's going to eat the Usos alive.
He's going to kill him, man.
He's going to eat all of them alive.
You saw what he did to The Rock. And The Rock The Rock almost beat him up in the ring.
Like, he is going to, oh, man. I'm excited. Yeah, so. I'm ready for it. Again, I want to see how much Roman's promo game developed. Because this is going to show that. This is going to show. Yes, it is. Edge can cut a promo, but again, it's not a John Cena promo. Like, John Cena is going to make you work. Like, he will embarrass you and just leave. And like, you're going to be there like, what did I do? Like, why?
Why? Yeah. And as you know, we've said, John Cena comes out, does his thing, gets a big crowd reaction. And it just shows you right there, you know, John is still the man.
John is the man.
He is.
That's how I feel.
Wait a minute.
So now we got to go to a little AEW.
Oh, not to cut y'all off. Bobby does an open challenge, and here is Keith Lee.
Yeah, I see.
Here is Keith Lee.
Wow, that's Keith Lee, man. Still looking fat.
Still fat. You see?
I think he even gained weight.
But, I mean, he's not going to just dominate Keith Lee, though. Wow.
You see, before we go to AEW highlights, this is what I'm talking about. I want to see someone. He better have improved his in-ring game, because Otis right now is looking amazing.
Yeah, Otis is really
good. Otis is just solid. He's a damn brick wall.
But Otis is not in great shape. But Otis, like, no, but Otis, he, the way, but Vince is so right. Heavy. But you think this man don't work out heavy?
I don't think as much as Otis.
But didn't you say he was a football player?
He was.
Could have went to the NFL.
He could have.
So where's his techniques and working
he
out?
He left that in the past. I don't know.
He left that in the past. Yeah. Just like his frame. He needs to step it up. But we'll see. So let's go to a little AEW here. Technically little, because there's like four matches that caught my eye, and I want to go to that John Moxley versus Carl Anderson for the IWPG. Intercontinental.
No, it's the US championship.
Oh, it's US. Oh,
yes. US title.
Say Intercontinental I-95 belt.
I-95 75.
I have no thoughts in this match. Maybe you guys do, but the one thing I wanted to state is, do they feel embarrassed to be defending, to have another company's belt being defended on their television?
Yo, Corey, I'm going to tell you something about AEW. AEW is not embarrassed about nothing. They are all for this defend your title on our TV show. They're for all of this. The Lucha Libre title, the
everything,
the Impact title, the New Japan, Old Japan, South Japan, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to them. These guys, it doesn't matter to them. Listen. AEW is the home of the marks, man. It doesn't matter to them. Defend all your titles on our show. Doesn't matter. John Moxley comes out defending his US IWGP whatever against Carl Anderson. Moxie, you know, Moxie has no more hair. He's officially bald. You know, he comes out to the corniest Wild Thing theme song. Okay? It's corny. It's not even a good one from Major League, the movie. It's like the bad, it's like the original one, like the 60s version of that song. You know what's funny? I feel like he thinks when he plays that song that he's trying to be cool, like Sandman from ECW. When he used to play that Into the Sandman. It's not as cool, bro. It's not as cool at all, bro. It's not. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. At all. It's not cool. And that match between him and Carl Anderson sucked, by the way.
Let me tell you something. And they said, I was watching, because my wife actually watched it with me. And she said, that's John Moxley? I'm like, yeah, that's John Moxley. He's like, what happened? He got fat.
He did get fat.
He does not care about his body anymore. He's done, right?
Because when he was
when he was in WWE, he was.
Yeah.
The mark with the mask, what's his name? Excalibur.
Excalibur.
Yes.
So remember, he was saying it's a 20-second out the ring.
That's true.
The ring for like two minutes. Just flip, like, I'm gonna do your suplex. I'm gonna run you here. At this point, everything is a no disqualification match at this point, right? So there's no like
with him,
especially with him.
Definitely with him.
With him, especially. Oh, not the 20 count, which actually is a real rule in New Japan.
New Japan.
Because if you ever watch a New Japan match, they're outside all the goddamn time.
They'd be up the ramp, down the ramp, everything.
Absolutely nothing. Nonsense. So it makes sense in New Japan. It don't really make sense over here, but whatever. It's a New Japan title, so it's their rules.
Ugh. And I'm going to go to another match. Speaking of illegitimate titles, so we have one of my top 10 wrestlers, Ricky Starks.
You're welcome.
Versus Brian, versus Brian Cage for the FTW belt. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You guys tell me about this Brian Cage. He looked horrible.
I swear he was good at
it. I think his contract's up. He's either not happy. He's not happy there, or I just think he's not going to be there long.
His contract's up. They just signed like Brian Pillman Jr.
Yeah,
tell me they didn't sign Brian Cage.
I don't think he's happy there. Like, but like you said, he at one point he was very good. I don't know if Khalid watched it, but I know you watched Lucha Underground, and he was a machine in Lucha Underground. Like he was really good.
I used to watch him there. Yeah,
and then even in Impact.
Now I think his camera angle is at Lucha Underground.
When he had the Impact title before he even came over to AEW, it was a decent run. But now he looks horrible. Like.
He looks too robotic. He looks like he's thinking about every single move he wants to get in. He wants to do these flips. He wants to do this, but he doesn't know the freaking basics. Ricky Starks has a broken neck. Yeah, and the first move of the match, he wants to give him a regular suplex. And he like kind of botches a regular dragon suplex. I'm like, how do you botch that?
Well, because they do, like, you know, AEW loves to do like dragon neck suplexes and like they like to do that real tough kind of like movements over there, AEW, like dragon neck suplexes and dragon neck this, and which just means a shorter distance between the bump. That's all it really means. So you know, I guess he didn't know how to do it properly, Mr. Cage.
I mean, and also, too, it could have been Ricky was probably a little uncomfortable. Like, coming back, he might have been a little tense. And
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
He might have, bro. I mean, he might have.
Ricky Starks, he carried that match.
He's still my guy.
He carried that match. I won't get into the ending was a little weird because he wanted to hit him with the belt, but then, what's the guy's name? Hobbs took the belt from him and then ended up hitting Brian Cage with the belt, but whatever. I think they made the wrong person go face because Starks is a star.
No, no, Starks is getting a bigger. He got a bigger. Speaking of, you know, AEW, like I said, they're on their own. They're on their own thing. It's like they're the Jews and we're the Gentiles. Like they're doing their own thing. So their fans are actually cheering the bad guy. They were cheering Ricky Starks.
They were chanting his name. They were booing Cage.
They were booing Cage. They were doing the reverse of what they're supposed to be doing.
Ricky Starks though is just a likable character. Like he for me he just has it all. Like he's
because when he won, you heard the pop.
Yeah.
They popped for him.
They popped for him. And I just think like maybe not this year or maybe sometime like he can carry AEW.
No, he won't even get close to that.
I think so. I think they have a lot of potential.
They have Andrade El Hibido or Libido or Tibido. The guy that has the subtitles when he talks English. He talks English with subtitles.
You know the thing
I can understand why
they had the subtitles because I kind of did.
I know what
you're
saying, but he doesn't sound that bad.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what he's.
He could have been talking in WWE. Like what were they doing? He could have been talking.
No, he did. Yeah, I don't think so.
He's saying a few words.
He sucks in my view. He's not good.
He's got to get better.
He's not like in my, but whatever. So let's go to another guy that they got. Let's go to Cody promo. And Cody did a fiery promo and he called out Tommy N or Malachi Black or Black Malachi. I don't know what his name is. AEW doesn't know his name.
I call him Aleister Black. His mama call him Aleister Black. I'm gonna call him Aleister Black.
I actually am digging Cody. See, Cody, when he wants to, can give a great promo. I thought the promo was great. I'm not into the whole like you turn off the light, then the person you turn back on, the person's there. But
Undertaker
type stuff. But I think it's gonna be a good match. What do you guys think about this?
Again, Cody loses. Like. He's not gonna lose. Alistair's probably gonna win. It's his first match. Like he's
on the low. Cody's beating like half, almost half the roster.
Yeah, he really is.
He's beating half the roster, so he can take a loss. He's trying to be Triple H.
Yeah, that's what he is like right now. You're right. He is like Triple H.
He's trying. No. He's trying to be like Triple H. You know, he's like, oh, if you beat me, you're great. I'll give you the rub.
Yeah.
I'll give you the rub.
We'll shake hands.
I'll give you the Cody rub.
I'll shake hands and I'll kiss your hand. I'll kiss your belt before I give it to you. Stupidness. Like, this guy is just obnoxious.
It should be a good match.
It should.
I think it should.
They will probably set that up for the
what's the next pay-per-view?
All in, right? Is that what it's called? All out or all in? What I can't never all remember out. Which one it's called.
The 6-hour
all pay-per-view. Out in Chicago.
And what day is that again? Do you? I know it's September, but do you remember like the exact day?
Saturday, right? I gotta be. Oh,
it's probably Saturday. But I don't know when.
Hopefully, it's not near WWE. SmackDown Spectacular.
Yeah, because that's on the 10th.
Definitely on that one.
And then now AEW has something that's on the 22nd in Flushing, Queens.
Oh,
they have a Dynamite.
Is that in September or like September? October?
Is it? September? I've been told it was in September. It's the 22nd.
Oh, yes. I did see that. That's the one I texted you and said the tickets are like crazy.
Yeah, that's the 22nd. They're going to be first time they're in the New York City area, AEW.
That might be the fans are going to be crazy, probably.
Yeah, I'll stick to my Madison Square Garden. I'll stick to the Mecca. I'm not going to go to Arthur Ashe Stadium. I'll stick to the Mecca.
When is that, this Mecca?
The 10th.
September 10th?
September 10th.
That's going to be good. I'm sure they have a lot of
life. Yeah, That would be amazing. That's because they know how to put on a show.
I hope speaking of putting on hope. A show.
Yeah, they will. Speaking of putting on a show, another guy that I love right now, Darby Allin versus Ethan Page in a coffin match. And I'm digging it right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you guys see this?
There we go. Oh, we have to break.
We have to break.
Breaking news. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Just happening right now.
Goldberg.
So we have Goldberg.
My father
is going to come out and challenge Bobby Lashley at SummerSlam.
Bobby is
not my legitimate father, but my spiritual father, Bill Goldberg, is coming in.
Does he spear him? Did we get a spear right now? Did we get a spear?
No, you're not gonna get a spear.
We might get a spear.
Let's see how my spiritual father's looking. All right.
Oh, he's taking off the watch. He's taking off the watch. We might get a spear.
Poor Goldberg.
Oh my God, this is not looking good. This is gonna be a mania. All right.
Poor Goldberg. But what do you guys think about the Ethan Page match?
I like this Ethan Page guy. I like him a lot. Darby just puts his body on the line the whole entire time. Why is he like your? You said he's your new top 10.
Top 10. Man.
Why?
Because Darby, to me, his character, he has a character that has this charisma, that never say die kind of attitude. And I never seen a character like that, that just puts his body on the line.
Mick Foley.
But you kind of feel sympathy for Darby, right? You kind of like, oh my God, he got thrown down the stairs. Oh man, this guy's crazy, but I hope he gets better. Mick Foley is like, you look at him, you're like, damn, this dude is just like playing stupid.
Well,
I think Darby's better in the ring, by the way.
Right. And also, you know, Darby, because Darby's smaller. Like, some of the things he does just looks more crazy, I think, just because of his size, to be honest. Like,
and Darby Allin, is he a high flyer?
Yes.
No.
I don't think he's a high flyer.
No.
I wouldn't call him a high flyer.
He does a coffin drop. Occasionally, he'll do that tope suicida crap, and he may do if it's like a match that's like unsanctioned, he may go off the top rope off something, but he does not do flips.
No, he don't do flips. He throws his body around a lot.
But he does not do flips.
He doesn't do flips.
It's a lot of body tossing. It's a lot of body tossing.
Now break down the rules of a coffin match. Because I thought it was like a casket match.
That's what I thought.
But it really wasn't.
It was the worst made-up coffin I've seen. Like, they put no time in that. That was rushed. But I was like, what
the hell is a coffin? What is this? What am I watching?
It was just on the ground.
And poor Scorpio Sky, man. I feel so bad for this dude. Didn't he grab the brass ring in that match? That donut-looking thing?
Yeah, what was that supposed to do again?
No. He already cashed it in, remember? I thought he was supposed to have a championship match, and he had the championship match.
Was it against who? Darby?
Cody?
Wasn't it was against Darby, right?
It was Darby, yeah.
And that's when he turned heel.
That's when he turned heel, yeah.
During that match. Yeah. So
poor Scorpio,
he already had his shot. He had a giant donut, and he is a donut right now.
Scorpio Sky?
He's a zero right now. Right now,
made him a loser.
You know who's the guy in AEW right now besides Kenny Omega?
Who
is Hangman?
Hangman's
they're trying to make him the star. And you know what the thing is about Adam is, in the beginning, I used to like Adam. He was the only guy I used to like, only guy I could relate to. Alcoholic. only guy I could relate to. But then I stopped liking him a little bit. But I find myself now
liking him again,
coming back on the train with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think there's a good shot that he can be like one of their breakout stars now.
I'll say this. This is where they put themselves in a corner right now. I would take that belt off of Megan, put it on Adam Page. But remember, didn't Adam Page lose to Jericho for the belt?
Yeah.
The first inaugural champion.
Yeah.
And I swear he had another shot at that belt. Or did he face Kenny Omega?
He went against Kenny Omega to whoever won would first. Who had the belt at the time?
Oh, had to be John Moxley.
It was Moxley, yeah. He went up to fight Moxley.
And he lost that match. Mm-hmm. So he's been losing a lot of matches. So would you make him lose this match again against Kenny Omega?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard though, because it's like, because they did their stipulation where it's going to be the 6-man tag, where if the Dark Order and Adam Page wins, then Adam gets his title shot and the Dark Order get their tag title shot. So, if he wins that, then, you know, you got to make him win again. So it's like, I don't know.
So he's a part of the Dark Order, right? Correct?
Yeah, he is.
Technically, yes.
He's pretty much like the leader. The unofficial leader.
Yeah, he's the unofficial leader at the moment.
They should get rid of that group. No, honestly.
It's just hard with everything they went. It's just, they should little by little. Like, just, I would keep, there's only like 3 people I would keep, maybe 2.
They're all the same character.
Yeah.
I mean, they all look alike. Evil Uno, fat dude. He lost some weight.
I just like what they're doing with Brody's son. But I mean, other than that, yeah.
That is, they are forever have like a win for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say anything about that. Yeah. But I think there has to be a way where you can just keep him involved, just dismantle that group.
Yeah.
Because it's not a good group. Well, they look like jobbers.
The thing is they're supposed to be a heel group. They're supposed to be. That's what's. They're not a face group. So with everything that happened, like turning them face, just kind of like killed their momentum, but like it's not working.
The circumstances turned them face.
Yes, exactly. And they're. No matter what you do with them, they're always going to be a face in the crowd's eye.
That's the problem, right? Yeah, you're totally right about that. That's kind of the issue.
So that's
the fire him. I might have to fire
him. Yo, this guy is ruthless, bro.
It's time to fire people.
Listen, there's so much talent out there, man. I might have to fire a couple of people, man.
No, AEW has to definitely fire some people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let some people go. Are ending up. Contracts have to be coming up.
Brian Cage can be let go. Brian Cage should be here.
I think he should be in WWE.
Yeah, I should be watching him and Karrion Kross finish up their little thing that they had at Impact Wrestling. They should finish it up over here.
Brian Cage should go to the Performance Center first.
Yeah.
Then you go to NXT.
Sure.
Because this dude, he is horrible. And the last one that I want to get to, because I'll give a little NXT buzz. So, obviously, Johnny Gargano lost against Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
What do you think is next for Karrion Kross? Do you think Karrion Kross will fight Samoa Joe for the NXT title?
I think that SummerSlam NXT pay-per-view.
Do you think Samoa Joe takes it and then Karrion Kross goes up?
Yep. Well, he debuts tonight, so they ain't gonna keep the Kross. He debuts tonight.
Where does he debut?
It's coming up. They announced it too. I don't know who he's versing, but he's debuting.
Debuting where? At Monday Night Raw?
On Monday Night Raw.
But where did you hear this information?
Would you like me to send it to you too?
Please send that to me, please, because it's 10:14.
Yeah, he might be coming on after this, or he might come out and fight Jinder. Who knows?
Oh, Mm-hmm. Sure about that. Yeah.
But I think he should. Well, he should have been came up, you know, honestly. This before him in NXT.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Honestly, there's nothing he should be doing in NXT.
It's not a. But I mean, I do think he versus Joe, and I do think Joe beats him.
Yeah.
But
Joe
hasn't been cleared yet, though. That's the thing.
He might have. We don't know.
He might have.
That's the only thing that makes sense, though, is Joe and him.
Yeah, because you can't put anybody else with him right now.
Because he's just bigger than it, every single individual there.
And it just, I mean, we put me into with the Johnny Gargano match and Cross. It was just like, it was as if I was watching a teenage boy getting abused by his father.
Yeah,
honestly, I can't watch something like this. Like Johnny Gargano, like I always knew Johnny Gargano was a tiny, tiny human being, but when he's put up next to this guy, he got even tinier. Like I was like, wow, what am I? Drew McIntyre is like really working on this guy's back. Yeah. I'm sorry, breaking news. Drew McIntyre has just gone rogue on one of these.
He's the welcome to the WWE. That's what that was. NXT, it just wasn't a good. Like I was telling Khalid, wrestling this week and last 2 weeks have been pretty good. But there's been certain, you know, NXT has just been bad.
NXT needs to be canceled. I think it's time they need to seriously talk about
like
letting NXT go back to
why
the network.
Why are they pairing your boy Corey Grimes and LA Knight? Like, are they gonna be a tag team?
No.
He's his butler.
Grimes lost. He's his butler now. She find that really funny. I'm not gonna lie. I like Grimes. I like LA Knight.
Damn.
I'm telling you, that's a welcome to the WWE right there, bro.
Drew McIntyre is beating this guy like a Virginia slave.
That's welcome. I mean, oh my god, he's really beating this. Look again. Oh, welcome to the WWE, buddy.
I'm like, damn. I know we're having conversations about other stuff, people, but we're watching Raw live right now.
It's just.
And Drew McIntyre just ripped the work for these genders, lackeys.
Poor gender.
at least these lackeys are bigger, because his other lackeys were like two small dudes that were like tag team partners.
Yeah, but what happened? What happened to this guy's other partner? Remember in this year, wasn't there two of them?
Remember that one of them is the guy who gave away to Keith Lee. Remember Keith Lee won? He tweeted out Keith Lee won and messed up the ending.
So they got rid of him.
He got fired. That's what you do. Yeah. Listen, guys. When you do something that's not great, you get fired.
You get fired.
Hey. Look, there you go. Your boy's next. He's about to have a squash match.
Oh wow. They got him coming doing something up here.
So he's going to Raw, huh? Yeah, Raw is officially they have stacked up the card now. So Samoa Joe will beat Karrion Kross then.
Yeah, I think so. If it's not him, I don't know who else.
Wow.
There really isn't any.
So episode 44 is complete. It was great seeing you guys.
Yes, sir.
Khalid, as always. Edwin, I'll see you episode number.
I'm back, what? Baby. Cue the Eric Bischoff song.
Oh, I'm back. Oh, I see. You know what's funny? I forgot about that. So. Okay. So we'll see you for episode 45.
I'll be here.
All right.
I see they already changed his entrance. But yes, fellas, next week.
Next week. See you. Peace, man.
All right, have a good night.